Hey. Coach Pride coming to you today with another podcast just to encourage somebody today. I tell you what, I got no reason to worry. Did y'all hear that intro song there? I really wanted to play Sweep Around Your Own Front Door before you try to sweep around mine. But today I'm coming to you to talk about why we're so worried about the next guy. While we are busy trying to keep up with the Joneses. I've been wanting to talk about this since last month, but I'm here today. So I hope you guys are having a productive day today. I hope you are being busy. I hope that if you enjoyed this podcast, that you will share it on your page, share it with a friend, text message to somebody, copy the link, and, you know, just share it, okay? Don't keep it to yourself. That's what Coach Pride always tells you guys, because, again, when you're being blessed, it's always blessed to be a blessing, right? So bless someone else's day if you enjoy this podcast. I am just enjoying the summer right now, in all honesty. I have not really been doing a ton of work outside of coaching. I have several business coaching clients on board. And outside of that, I haven't done any workshops or anything like that. But Coach Pride is definitely going to be back on the grind. When Women Lead, I've got the shirts that I steal. WWL, When Women Lead shirts. If you are interested in purchasing one, go to my website, coachwithpride.com. You can get all information there as far as what I'm doing. My next When Women Lead networking social will be happening in August. Have not narrowed down that location yet, but just stay tuned for that. But I'm not going to be here on the podcast with you guys long. I really know that many of you have a short attention span, so I'll get right into the meat of my talk today. And I just really wanted to encourage somebody, stop worrying about the next man when you got a lot going on for yourself, okay? Stop looking at that other person. And one of the things that I found, especially when during coaching someone or having intimate conversations with some of my clients, is that a lot of times we spend unnecessary time, ladies and gentlemen, worried about what someone else is doing, worried about what someone else has. And I just feel like that's counterproductive, because if you're working on your dreams and your goals, there is no need to worry about the next person. You should be busy focusing on you. Okay, so that's the word today. Today is to focus on you. What you have going on. Sure, what she's doing is phenomenal. She's doing it big. Congratulate her, celebrate her, but keep it moving. You've got work to do, right? So if you're too busy looking at what she's doing or what he's got going on, then you couldn't possibly be focused on yourself. It goes back to the gossiping thing. It goes back to envy. It goes back to jealousy. We could talk about all that today, and we won't. I just want to make mention to you, because you need to check yourself when you're so busy worried about someone else. And so today, I just really want to encourage somebody, stop worrying about that next guy, right? Get your business together. And of course, I've got tips for you on what to do, but make sure that in not worrying about that next person, the number one thing is to be careful. Be very careful. Be very intentional about those that you have around you. Okay? Because the people that you surround yourself with is a pretty good indication of who you are or who you're trying to be. Okay? Did y'all hear that? Who do you have in your intimate circle? Who are you talking to on a day-to-day basis? Who are you texting every morning or every night or every evening or when you have something to say that might be tea, right? So that's what they call it. Now they call it spilling the tea. Well, my thing is if you're brewing your own tea, you don't want to spill it. You don't have time to worry about anybody else's tea. You are just so focused on what you have going on, and that's where we should be trying to get. If you are not there, contact me today. We can work on focusing on you and what you have going on and how Coach Pride could potentially help you become better at being you or better at that thing that you have going on, right? So let's analyze our circle. Let's analyze that person that we feel like we're talking to each and every day or on a regular basis. This person could be a family member, guys. This is often hard for people to understand. Oh, but I talk to my mom every day. But is your mom encouraging you? Is she building you up? Is she supporting your dream and vice versa? Or are you and mama just gossiping? Or are you and mama just talking about people? Or are you and mama just spewing negativity, toxicity, those sorts of things? Because if that's the case, nothing against mama. Love mama to the day she dies. The word of God says, honor thy mother and thy father. And I truly believe that. And in no way, shape, or form am I saying that if it is your mama, if it is your sister, if it is your dad, that you should turn away from them. But what I'm saying is that could potentially be a distraction from you getting to your destined purpose place. Think about that, right? Anything that is going to hinder you from your purpose, from where you're trying to be, because you have some dreams, you have some goals, you have some aspirations. You talked in January about what you wanted to do. Well, here we are, middle of the year. Have you done it? How close are you to getting it done? How close are you to accomplishing it? How close are you to getting the things that you set out to do done? That's just an honest question that you need to ask yourself. Because if you're not working on your goals, if you're not working towards your goals, I guarantee you, you have become involved and enfolded into someone else's goals, someone else's plans. So the best thing for us to do is to have our own strategy, have our own plans, and focus on those things. And if the people in your circle aren't encouraging you to do that, you need a new circle. Perhaps you might need isolation. That's my second thing. Sometimes it's real easy to blame other people, but I'm not one. I'm one for accountability. And I talked to my mentee class about accountability several weeks back. And we talked about, you know, how to hold yourself accountable. And so sometimes, you know, even if it is your circle and you start deleting numbers or you stop talking to certain people every day, or at least you're cutting that conversation short so that it doesn't turn into mess and gossip. Sometimes we need to isolate ourselves so we can, you know, truly meditate on what we're trying to do, see what's being spoken back to us, and figure out what our plan is going to be successful in the things of our day to day, in the things of our goals, in the things of walking in purpose, right? So I just really want to encourage you today. So first, analyze that team. You know, make sure that it's not a whole lot of negativity every time you and that person talks. Make sure that that person, you know, not necessarily knows your goals, but if they're close enough to you, they should. Because, you know, when someone is close to you, they want to see you win, right? You should be encouraging each other. Like I said, even if it's mama. If mama's talking and gossiping, you can just say politely, mama, I don't do that anymore. You know, I really want to just focus on me. This is not making me any money. This is not helping me to grow. And so if it's not helping me to grow, I'm going to shift, right? And you can do that. You can do that with boldness and you can do that with authority. Please believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, no one else will. And if you don't demand that the negativity stop being around you or you allowing it in your ear gate, then it'll just continue and you will continue being counterproductive and you won't be reaching your goals. Because guess what? You're so busy worried about what someone else is doing, what someone else has going on. And Coach Pride came to you today to encourage you that that is not the way we need to be, right? So if once you analyze that circle, sometimes, and as a matter of fact, not sometimes, often, at least once a week, I need you to have some solo time, right? We're doing a small group in my church and we were talking about procrastination and distractions and things like that. Well, a lot of times those things come in because we allow them. So what are your priorities? What are you giving your priorities to, right? Are you spending alone time in your spirit? Are you spending alone time trying to hear from God? Are you spending alone time trying to really work that strategy that you have in your head? Because if you're not, you need that. You need some isolation time. You need time from away from the TV, away from social media, away from your phone, away from even your kids if you have to, even if it's 30 minutes a day. take that time for yourself. You deserve it. And forgive yourself, because sometimes, guys, especially us moms, we're multitaskers. We're trying to do everything. We're making sure everyone else is good and we're not good. If you are operating at 20%, you are no good to anybody else. So take that time, take that 30 minutes a day, take that hour a day, and you will soon see how if you start out even with 10 minutes, 15 minutes, it will gradually increase because your body needs that. Your mind needs that isolation, right? You need to be able to tune out the noise. So many of us have such noisy lives. So many of us have so many things, so many people, so many variables coming into our head, coming into our mind, and we're not controlling those things. But I'm here today. I just stopped by to tell you. I stopped by this podcast, Angela Pride's podcast, AP Empowers podcast. I just stopped by to tell you that you have control over that. Take your control back and stop giving it to others, right? Stop making excuses and make the necessary adjustments. You guys are going to love my book that's coming out this month, Unconventional. That is exactly what it's about. You'll be able to pick it up on Amazon. You'll be able to click the link on my website and get that book that I'm coming out with. I'm super excited about it. But anyway, I digress. So we've got analyze our circle. We've got isolate ourselves if we need to, right? Because we should be focused on ourselves. And the whole topic is about focusing on ourselves and stop talking and focusing on what the next person is doing, okay? So that is what this podcast is about today. And as I stated earlier, if you are getting something from this podcast, if you know that someone that you know can get something from this podcast, hey, send it to mama, send it to daddy, send it to your cousin, send it to your colleagues, okay? Do that for me. Copy the link at the top and or hit the share button, and you can share it on your social media. You can share it on other devices. So now that you've gotten that isolation time, I really just want you to again, work on your strategy, work on developing that strategy, work on honing that strategy so that you can be better, right? Because the focus should be you, not someone else, not what someone else has, not what someone else is doing. I know you guys have heard the saying about keeping up with the Joneses. Well, you know, and my daughter asked me the other day, she said, well, how did they come up with the Joneses? I said, well, I think the Joneses is just a common name, you know, like you can meet somebody every day named last name Jones. But the big picture is, if you are so, but you don't know how the Joneses got to where they are. They could have gotten an inheritance where you've worked your whole life. They could have hit the lottery where you've been, again, working your entire life. So stop comparing yourself to someone else. The Joneses are the Joneses, but whoever you are, you need to be the best you, and that's it. You don't need to be worried about how the Joneses got to where they are. You don't need to be worried about what the Joneses actually have and how you can get what they have. You know, I love the saying, you know, the scripture that what God has for me is for me. And, you know, I just love that because it is. It's for me. What he has for me is for me. I don't want what anyone else has. And I think if we stop focusing on other people, we can get what God has for us. But if we're so busy worried about the next guy, the next girl, then we'll never get what God has coming to us. Right? And I don't know if that's a scripture or not. Let me go back and change. But it's a saying. I know it's a saying. What God has for me is for me. So, correction on that. But anyway, so don't worry about what the Joneses are doing. Stop focusing on that and stop allowing other people. This is the third thing. Stop allowing other people to set your goals for you. So many of us out here are so busy following the leader. We have similar businesses. And so basically we're just looking at what someone else does. Oh, she does Facebook Lives every Tuesday. Oh, I'm going to start doing Facebook Live every Thursday. Well, how do you know that that's the best thing for your business? Have you done your research? Have you talked to other people? Have you seen results from that? Because just because someone else is doing something doesn't mean it's going to work for you. Here we go again, looking at what someone else is doing and judging what we do on that. Okay? We've got to stop doing that. We've got to do what's best for ourselves. And we've got to go with that spirit of excellence, guys. I have in my book, I talk about, it's not about perfection. It's about excellence. If you go with excellence, you can't go wrong. right? It's not about trying to mimic what someone else is doing. I definitely agree. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You can learn from something, but try to be better. So if someone else is doing Facebook Live, how can your Facebook Live be better? How can your Facebook Live be more effective? Because a lot of people are doing Instagram Live, Facebook Live, and those things, and they are getting absolutely no business off of it. So, you know, I've talked about that before. Learn what works and what doesn't work. So if you do a couple of Facebook Lives, are you getting clients from that, or are you just giving away information? One of my mentors talked to me late last year, because I was doing a lot of Facebook Lives and things like that. And he just, you know, he basically challenged me, as my mentors do often. I have several. And he challenged me on sitting down and seeing how often I was doing it, how much time it was taking, and then how much of a return am I getting on it. I understand the staying relevant and staying top of mind, but there are many ways to do that pertaining to your business. And if you don't know the best way to do it, you'll just be doing things, because guess what? You're looking at what the next person is doing. So stop focusing on the next girl and focus on you being the best you, right? So you can do things better than other people because you are uniquely made, right? If this is your business, if it's truly a vision that you've had, a truly God idea, then of course you are the person that's supposed to carry that out. But I think that sometimes we kind of shortcut ourselves because we look at what someone else is doing and we basically mimic that or copy that, when God has instilled our own uniqueness in each and every one of us, and that is what we should be striving for. I don't care what anyone else is doing. Are you being the best you? Are you coming up with ideas that only you can pursue and carry out? Because if you're not, you're doing yourself an injustice. Okay? And someone else's goals shouldn't be your goals. Just because she's doing this doesn't mean you have to do this. What are you called to do? What is direction is your purpose taking you in? And that's kind of what you got to look at. That's really how you basically step back and look at, is this my purpose, or is this just somebody said I was good at this? Because you guys know that as well. People will tell you, they will sell you a song and dance. They'll tell you that you're good at this and, oh, you should be doing this. But if you don't feel led to do that, if you're not passionate about doing that sort of thing, it means absolutely nothing. And I would definitely urge you not to do those sorts of things. Because again, they end up being a waste of time. You end up with a lot of regret. And guess what? You're in the same place that you were before. Anything that with your purpose and that you're passionate about, it's going to cause you to grow. If you don't have that growth, you know, at Coach with Pride, we say everything that we do is about growth. If I'm not making my clients grow, then they don't need me as their coach. Now, some people don't grow because they don't want to grow. But at the same time, I take that very personal if I'm working with you. If I can't motivate you to take that next step, if I can't... I apologize, guys. I don't have my microphone here on Do Not Disturb. That's why you continue to hear those little noises in the background. But the bottom line is, if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, if you're not walking in purpose, you're just wasting time, and you're going to end up back at square one. You're going to end up in the same position that you started out at. And again, everything should be about you growing. It should be about you moving forward, right? And so as your coach, if you hire me as your coach, I'm not going to just take your money for 6 months, for a year, and you're not progressing. I just don't. But I think that's unethical. I feel like, again, I take some accountability personally for my clients. But okay, so that's the next thing that we talked about, you know, staying in your own purpose, making sure that you're growing in the things that you're trying to do. It doesn't mean that everything is going to be successful, but if you got the lesson, if you learned, if you know that if you repeated this, you would do it better this time around, that's what I'm talking about when I say grow. Now, a lot of people, they are successful. They've gone on, they've started a second business, or they've opened up a different store, and or they've quit the job that they were setting out to quit to start that own business and things like that. All of that is considered growth. We should be growing, guys. You can't grow looking at what I'm doing. You can't grow by watching me. You can't grow by talking about me and analyzing me. You've got to have some self-accountability. You've got to look at yourself. You've got to take ownership of your own responsibilities, right? So that's what I wanted to stop by today to tell you guys. Stop focusing on the next person. Don't allow other people's goals to become your goals just because someone else suggested it, right? You need to be walking in purpose for you and what God told you, or what your spirit tells you, or whatever. Okay, you need to be walking in purpose for you, because if you try to live someone else's dreams, that's funny. You know, I mean, think about somebody. I guarantee you a lot of people wanted to be MLK back in the 60s, but they couldn't do what he did because they weren't called to do it. That wasn't a part of their purpose. And a lot of you out there are looking at other business owners. You're saying, oh, I can do that. You know, you're saying, this is a quick, get rich quick business for me. I'm going to be making a lot of money. When you don't really understand anything, guys, you know, not just your own business, multi-level marketing, all of that stuff takes work. If you're not willing to put in the work, trust me, you're going to be back at square one. You'll have another business that you're starting, another multi-level marketing thing that you're doing, and it won't be successful either. Figure out what that purpose is, and once you figure out what that purpose is, I guarantee you, you will not have time to focus on anyone else. You won't have time. So just to rehash what we talked about today, make sure that the people in your circle are encouraging you to grow. Make sure that the people in your circle aren't just moochers and toxic people that are feeding on negativity and feeding you negativity. Once you analyze that circle and you distance yourself, or you cut some people off, or you delete some numbers, start putting yourself in isolation at least one day a week, maybe 15 to 30 minutes to start with, and you'll increase that, because you need to be able to hear what you're supposed to be doing in order to walk in that purpose. You need to be able to write down some goals and then start walking those things out. The next thing is, don't allow other people to set your goals for you. Just because someone tells you, oh, I think you should be a teacher, does not mean that you should be a teacher. Being a teacher is a true calling that teachers should not take for granted. Everybody's not cut out for it. Doesn't mean that you can't teach in some capacity, but I'm talking about teachers that are developing minds, that are impacting lives all over the place. Everybody is not called for that job. Trust me when I say that. So just because someone else tells you that you should be doing something, or that you're good at something, make sure that that's a part of your purpose before you own it. Self-accountability is another thing we talked about today. How are you going to hold yourself accountable? You've been saying that you want to do this. You've been saying you're going to do this. Well, what are you putting in place in order to ensure that that happens? What's your deadline? Are you giving yourself 30 days? Are you giving yourself 6 months? Are you giving yourself a year? Because you haven't moved since last year. Now, be honest with yourself and own that thing, right? Only until you become honest with yourself and you're willing to hold yourself accountable, trust me, none of this stuff will work. It's all about accountability, ladies and gentlemen. And so, again, I just stopped by to remind you. I know some of you have heard this before, but again, I just stopped by to remind you, stop focusing on the next guy and girl and do what God is calling you to do today, okay? And lastly, I just want to encourage you, you can do it. You can do it. I don't care what anybody else says. If you don't believe in yourself, how do you expect someone else to believe in you? So I just dropped by to tell you, keep going. Don't quit. You can do it. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can do it. You can do it. Keep going. Don't quit. And stop focusing on the next girl. Stop focusing on the next guy. You don't have time for that. When you focus on yourself, when you put your focus and everything that you're doing, your energy into your purpose and what you're supposed to be doing, you don't have time to worry about what anyone else has going on. Being about your business is what you should be. Not someone else's, not what they have, not that they have what you want, not that they are a crook and this is how they got it. No more gossiping, no more negativity. I don't care who you have to cut off for that. Your self-worth, your self-preservation is definitely worth it. Okay? And I just want you to take the time to basically see that and, you know, get it together, basically, okay? So that's it for Coach Pride today. Focus on yourself. Stay focused. Stay centered on what you have going on, and you don't have time to focus on anyone else. I know it may seem a little bit redundant because I've said what I've said over and over again, but I really, really feel like that this word today is for someone, and I want you to stop looking at her, stop looking at him, and start looking in the mirror. All right? Well, you guys be blessed. And until next time, Lady Pride, Coach Pride, AP Empower signing off. I hope y'all have a blessed rest of your day. Stay productive, stay effective, and keep going. Don't stop.